USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Right now, breaking news. The U.S. military on high alert after a U.S. airstrike kills a top Iranian commander. American forces stationed outside the U.S. embassy in Baghdad after the compound attacked 2 days in a row this week. 750 Marines deployed to the region. New pictures show a charred reception room after Iranian-backed terrorists try to destroy the building. Iraqi forces being criticized for allowing the mob to pass numerous checkpoints and move into the green zone in Baghdad. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the U.S. may take preemptive action. He tells Fox News,
"We're going to defend ourselves and our interests and our people in Baghdad."
And more than 3,000 soldiers called up from Fort Bragg in North Carolina, the troops being sent to the Middle East. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu making some legal moves in advance of another national election. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will seek immunity from corruption charges, likely delaying any trial until after March elections, when he hopes to have a majority coalition which would shield him from prosecution while he's in office. Netanyahu was indicted in November on charges of accepting bribes, fraud, and breach of trust after failing to assemble a governing majority following back-to-back elections last year. He gets a third shot at staying in office in March. This latest announcement essentially turns the upcoming election into a referendum on whether Netanyahu should be granted immunity and stay in office or step down and stand trial. A recent poll indicating a majority of Israelis oppose giving him immunity. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Department of Homeland Security looking at laws in 11 states allowing illegals to get a driver's license. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The Department of Homeland Security is looking into new laws in 11 states that allow illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses without proof they're in the United States legally and restrict data sharing with federal authorities. Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf on Fox News reminds everyone,
anytime we reward illegal behavior, illegal activity, that's problematic for us. And what we have seen, particularly on the border, is that encourages more populations, more individuals to come here illegally.
Wolf is requesting a department study on how the law affects its enforcement efforts for both immigration and other investigations into human trafficking, drug smuggling, and counterterrorism. I'm Tim Berg.
An extremely dangerous situation involving fires in Australia. USA Radio's Wendy King brings us up to date.
Wildfires raging in Eastern Australia have killed at least 7 people and destroyed more than 200 properties. Firefighters in New South Wales have been battling blazes for months during a prolonged fire season. 2,500 firefighters were trying to contain 112 fires that burned throughout the state. New South Wales police said 3 bodies were found, increasing the death toll to 7 in the past 3 days. A volunteer firefighter died when the truck he was riding in flipped over due to winds caused by the fires.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.